Welcome to Wisdom of the Saints, a podcast that takes the lives and teaching of the saints and applies them to the modern world so that we can take their wisdom and apply it practically in our lives that we may grow to come to know the God who loves us. I want to start out this series with a saint that, in her lifetime, was very obscure, but in her death, became one of the greatest missionaries. And that juxtaposition is something worth noting. Saint Thérèse de Lisieux was born in 1873 and died in 1897. Yes, she was not very old. Yet in her little lifetime, she was able to do profound things that have deeply impacted the world and worth noting. So Saint Thérèse was born to a very noble family, in which she had pretty much everything she could want. As she writes in her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, she had every pleasure imaginable. And she never wanted for anything. She had a good education, she had very loving parents, she had three wonderful sisters, two of which became Carmelite sisters, one of which was married. In her lifetime, and as you read in her autobiography, she struggled for the first part of her life with her own vain desires and her own issues, before she eventually succumbed to God's will and recognized his power in her life. And it's here that things started to take a twist. At a young age, she desired very desperately to follow her sisters into the Carmelite monastery and to live a life devoted to prayer and following Jesus. As soon as her sisters left, her desire to continue to grow. Yet, even in this desire, she was far too young to be accepted by the Carmelites. She kept praying, kept hoping, kept desiring, and then at the age of 15, she appealed to the Pope to allow her to enter the Carmelite monastery. He allowed it, and so she entered at a very young age of 15, and this is when her life took a radical turn. In the monastery, she found the greatest freedom she'd ever experienced. She loved being in the Carmel, and yet she struggled greatly. In the midst of these next 9 years, she would end up writing 400 poems, 4 plays, and 1 book. Talking about prolific. And she also has a number of correspondences that you can read in books such as Maurice and Thérèse. All of this cultivate a certain way of living, and one particular thing that I want to emphasize the most. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the end of her life. In these 9 years, in her prolific writing, the last 4 years were marked by extreme pain and sickness. She was diagnosed with tuberculosis and spent 4 years suffering with the illness before she finally died in 1897. Upon her death, her book, The Story of a Soul, spread through like wildfire throughout the world, selling many, many, many copies, for one particular reason. And that is the point of today's podcast, The Little Way. Many of you may have heard of The Little Way and its simplicity, but it's simplicity that really marks the starting point of this series. Because I don't want to just talk about The Little Way, I want to help you live this in your life. So this is The Little Way, doing little things with great love. She said this, "I cannot do great things, but I can do little things with great love." And it's those two poles that really tie together the entirety of St. Thérèse's life, that she did little acts of kindness constantly, and she loved supremely. One of the great stories is she had a sister in the monastery, the convent, that she just didn't like. The sister was mean to her, she didn't want anything to do with her, she just wanted the sister gone. And yet, she changed her attitude by saying, "No, I'm going to do what little I can with great love." And so every time that sister walked by, she'd smile as big and as bright as happy as she could. Eventually, the sister changed her ways and they became good friends. Little things with great love. The same thing works in our life, too. We have so many places in which we can use this and truly express it in our lives. We have many avenues when we're walking through a grocery store or walking down the street. Here in Montana, I'm very fortunate that, for a long time, Montanans were very pleasant to work with, very pleasant to be around. As I'd walk down the path, people would smile and say hi. They were very courteous. This is an expression of the little way, that we take the little aspects we have in our lives and we cultivate it in the love of God, and we express it with great love. Maybe it's saying hi to someone as we walk by. Maybe it's greeting someone. Maybe it's picking up something someone dropped. This is where we now have to take a moment and reflect. And there's 2 levels of this reflection. The first one is we have to look backwards. Where in my life did I fail to find little places where I can love the most? Where should I have stepped in and made a selfless act of love to help someone out? Maybe someone fell and needed some help up. Maybe someone dropped something. Maybe someone looked downcast. Or maybe I just find ways in which I meet people normally and I reach out to them. This is all part of the little way. Then the second aspect of it is reflecting forward. As we're in the moment, we're reflecting on what is God calling me to? Where is He encouraging me? What is He calling me to do in this moment? How is He calling me to live this out and to recognize people in my midst? That I'm constantly reflecting and finding God at every moment of my life. And that's where we start the second part of the little way, the great love. We can only really cultivate a sense of God's great love if we spend time in prayer and come to know Him, and let our hearts be transformed, as Ezekiel says, from hearts of stone to hearts that love. And when we start this path, when we recognize God's love for us, we are inspired in such a way where our desire is to love Him more. And it's that love that permeates the rest of it. For the little way, doing little things doesn't make a lot of sense unless we have already cultivated that love. But we don't have to wait till we cultivate the love to be able to start the little tasks. That is up to us. What we need to do is find those avenues in which we know we can love, and we can love supremely, but in our own particular way. The little things we do. We don't have to do grand things, as St. Therese says so eloquently, but we can do little things. And that's the beginning of this wisdom of the saints. That's the wisdom of St. Therese that has captivated the world, and many millions of people have bought copies of her book, Trying to Live the Little Way. I too pray and encourage you to live the little way. Do little things with great love. Come to know God in the little and the small and the insignificant, because He is there too. Thank you for listening. Join us every week as we journey into the lives of the saints and bring their wisdom to life in our lives. If you heard something that spoke to you, apply it to your life. See where it takes you. You never know how it may bring you closer to God. Wisdom of the Saints is hosted and edited by Father Cody Williams. Music for today's episode is provided by freemusicarchive.com. A special thanks to the artist Livio Armato for today's music.